In the city of London, there is a museum between St. James Park and the River Thames known as Churchill's War Rooms. And I've enjoyed spending time there in Churchill's War Rooms. It is a place where Churchill found himself bunkered and hunkered down and planning the strategy during World War II. You can learn much about the strategy that he planned. You can learn much about the man himself. And when I was there a year or two ago, I picked up the copy of a little book that really caught my attention. The title of the book was simply Instructions for American Servicemen in Britain in 1942. And I tried to think to myself, what would it have been like to be 19 or 20 and going across the pond and now getting ready for war in that region. And I began to read through it, and some of the language was very, very interesting. It said in the introduction, "You are going to Great Britain as a part of an Allied offensive to meet Hitler and beat him on his own ground. America and Britain are allies. Hitler knows that they are both powerful countries, tough and resourceful." And then the booklet gave these young soldiers, these new recruits, some things that they needed to remember as they were serving their country there in Great Britain. Much of the advice, as I read it, as it was given originally to a soldier, I could not help but think, you know, this really applies to those of us who are soldiering for Jesus. Really applies to those who realize that ministry really still is a war, still is a battle. I think some men have forgotten that. They treat it somewhat like a playground. But there really is a spiritual battle.